the door. I don't know when I first noticed the door. One day I looked and there it was before me, majestic, mysterious, unlike any door I'd seen before, with the strangest sounds coming from behind it. I looked around to see if anyone else heard, but they all kept walking along the path as though it wasn't there. Fearing for my mind, I quickly ran, for I didn't want to see or hear what others could not. Day after day I would awaken, my first thought would be of the door, and there it would be, more beautiful than anything I had known, more frightening than anything I had encountered, and yet still no one else saw. As time passed, I became less frightened, and I would go and sit in front of the door, its sounds calling to me, unlocking memories, hurt, joy, an ache for something I knew not what, some ancient song buried deep within my being. I became enchanted, wanting to believe in all the magic and love these sounds promised, yet afraid of pain, of abandonment, loss, that lay scorched upon my heart, paralyzing me from reaching for what lay behind the door. More time passed. I would sit, eyes closed, breath quiet. Reaching out, I'd become one with its rhythms. Its secrets began to unfold. Stories past, stories yet untold. Secrets long ago buried. A world of magic, a universe beyond comprehension. Until heart pounding, I would run. For fear, for my sanity. But its rhythm always called me back. Unlocking memories long denied. I saw life's past, when as a warrior, in the name of greed, hate, rage, even God, I slayed and was slain in front of the door, and saw it not. Times when I lay beneath the door, selling my body, sometimes to feed self, sometimes for the power of lust, and saw it not. Countless times I stood before the door preaching the word of God, and yet in all my righteousness never heard its message of love echoing in my ears. Not when I was bedecked in regal clothes and sat upon a throne, nor when I was in rags begging in front of it. I saw it not. I'm amazed that I have trod this path endless times and never before heard its call. There are times even now when I can't hear its music. I sit, yell, beg, bribe, pound on it. Times when I don't believe in it. I doubt it because no one else sees it. I turn away and fear that when I look back it will be gone. And then I humbly sit before it, love pouring forth from me, and its rhythm pulses, its secrets again unfold. Like a patient parent, it watches when doubt and fear create confusion and I can hardly hear its sounds. Like a proud parent, it beams as I quiet myself and focus on the light that allows me to pulse to its rhythm. Always a loving parent, it awaits as I dance to its music and make my journey home.